Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger. We hear that every Christmas. We see those swaddling cloths in every manger scene. And today I would like to linger there at the manger by the cloths, because in those simple strips of fabric, God is telling us Jesus is our greatest gift. We take it as a given. Gifts come wrapped, some beautifully, elaborately, with ribbon and bows, some hastily with tape everywhere, some in gift bags because we've given up on wrapping paper years ago. But the wrapping tells you something. It tells you that the giver thought about you. It tells you something is hidden inside, that there's more here than meets the eye. The gospel writer Luke says, Jesus came wrapped, not in royal robes, but in swaddling cloths, the humblest wrapping imaginable. The greatest gift the world has ever received came wrapped up, swaddled like any other baby. And that's how God works. He hides glory under humility, majesty under weakness, power under gentleness, the infinite God under the fragile flesh of a newborn. Significantly, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, they did not say, look for the baby glowing with heavenly light. Nor did they say, go to the palace and look for the baby in the royal nursery. They said, this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. The wrapping, the manger, the baby, of course, was the sign. The wrapping revealed the heart of God. These shepherds, they were ordinary men, working men. They knew swaddling cloths. They knew mangers. They knew the smell of animals, the cold of night. God came wrapped in their world, wrapped in their humanity. He came wrapped in a way that they could approach without fear. Think about it. If Jesus had come wrapped in glory, in power, in judgment, they would have run the other direction. But he came wrapped in cloths. The wrapping was the invitation. To this day, parents and caregivers know about swaddling. Swaddling cloths are still used to bind a child, to make them nice and snug, to soothe them, to keep them warm and protected. But in Scripture and with regard to Jesus, cloths also appear in another place, the tomb. At the beginning of his human life, Jesus is wrapped in cloths. At the end of his life, he's wrapped in cloths again. The swaddling cloths point to the burial cloths. The gift given at Christmas is the gift wrapped on Good Friday. Scripture tells us that after Jesus died, Joseph of Arimathea asked for his body, wrapped it in linen, and placed it in a tomb. And then, on that first Easter Sunday, do you remember what was discovered? The gift given at Christmas, wrapped on Good Friday, was open that morning. Peter got up, ran to the tomb. He bent down, looked inside, and saw only the strips of linen. The greatest present was opened. The gift wrap set to the side. The wrapping tells you the purpose. This Jesus, this gift given, wrapped, opened. He was born to be given away. I invite you to think of the best gift that you ever received at Christmas time. Maybe it was a toy that you begged for as a child. Maybe a book that shaped your life. A letter from someone that you love. Maybe something handmade, imperfect yet priceless to you. The best gifts are the ones that meet a need that you didn't even know how to express. Humanity's need is not more advice. It's not inspiration. It's not motivation or even a new philosophy. Our greatest need is to know that we are loved through and through, despite our worst moments. Our greatest need is to have someone do what we could not, namely, live perfectly, forgive sin, conquer death, reconcile us to God, and give life that never ends. So, God gave us Jesus. He gives you Jesus, delivered, wrapped, and opened. A living gift. A person. The Son of God, always with you, always for you. He laid down his life for you, the ultimate expression of love. Every cross you've ever seen is communicating to you that this is how far God would go to show you his loving kindness. It should not surprise us then, though it often does, that God still hides his glory in humble wrappings. He still comes to us wrapped in water, baptismal water that looks ordinary, but that carries the promise of new birth. He comes wrapped in words, simple human speech that delivers divine forgiveness. He comes wrapped in bread and in wine, everyday elements that carry the body and blood of Christ to you. Why does he do it this way? Well, the same reason that he came wrapped to the shepherds. He does it so that you're not afraid of him. So you can touch him. Be touched by him. So you can be fed by him. Comforted by him. The wrapping is still the invitation. Every earthly gift eventually fades. Toys break. Clothes wear out. Electronics become outdated the moment you open the box. Even the most precious gifts, those letters and those heirlooms, eventually pass into someone else's possession and pass from memory altogether. But Jesus does not fade. He does not wear out. He doesn't break or ever become outdated. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This Jesus brings you forgiveness for your past, strength for your present, and hope for your future in life everlasting. Stretch out the hands of your heart to receive Him, the greatest gift. Let us pray. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, those great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.